CoreCast. My name is Leslie Gordon, and today we're going to be talking about forecasting earthquakes in California. My guest is geophysicist Tom Parsons with the U.S. Geological Survey in Menlo Park, California. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you.
So, Tom, what do we mean by forecasting earthquakes? Is that like forecasting the weather?
Well, it's not a bad analogy. With earthquakes, we talk about a bit longer time. We can't see them coming like you can see the weather coming, but we do rely on what's gone on before in our experience with past earthquakes, either ones we've seen historically or we can dig through the ground and find record of. And using that information, we can give our best estimate of what we think the next period of time might represent. Say 30 years is a typical period that we work with, and then we can say we think there's a particular percent chance of a big earthquake, a damaging earthquake, striking a particular region.
So what is the current forecast for California?
Well, we've just completed a statewide forecast of probabilities for every source we know of in California. And of course, there's different probabilities for different sizes of earthquakes. So, for example, right now for a magnitude 6.7 earthquake, which is the size of the recent Northridge earthquake, which was quite damaging, we think it's virtually assured in the next 30 years, about a 99.5% chance of happening. For larger earthquakes, they're less frequent and thus less likely. So for a magnitude 7 earthquake, it's still quite high for the whole state. We think that's about a 95% chance. When we get up to the higher levels like magnitude 7.5, it's roughly 50-50, a 46% chance. And for the biggest kind of magnitude 8 earthquakes, the mean probability there is about 5% in 30 years.
So are some parts of the state more likely than others to generate a moderate earthquake?
Yeah, if we break the state into two equal pieces and the dividing line then roughly cuts through central California, if we do that, it looks like the southern half of the state has slightly higher probabilities than the north half. And it depends on size. The 6.7 threshold I mentioned is pretty much the same for Northern and Southern California. That's 93% in Northern California, 97% in Southern California. Those numbers are pretty similar. But when we get up to the bigger sizes, like the 7.5 earthquake, then we find it's almost more than doubled in Southern California, 37% versus about 15% in Northern California.
And who cares about these forecasts? Why do we take the time to forecast earthquakes?
Well, I would think anybody that lives in California would care. Certainly, we want to be prepared for these when they happen. We know they've happened a lot in the past. It's inevitable they're going to happen again in the future, and we want to make sure that our buildings are built properly to withstand what we expect to happen. We think that people should pay attention to this so they can make the decision whether or not to carry earthquake insurance on their house. And, you know, if we do this in a statewide fashion, we get a good opportunity to look at all the different regions of the state. And depending on where you live, you can look at this and assess that.
So who will use the results of this new report?
Well, we've already merge this report with the National Seismic Hazard Map Program maps, which cover the entire country, but our California earthquake rate model is being used there. And so those hazard maps inform the building code standards. So that's one application where they carry the probability out to hazard. They can use the where and when kind of information that we get from probability and put that into a model that mimics the amount of shaking we expect at different parts all over the country, and then they use that information then to derive the building codes. Additionally, they will be looked at by insurance providers, again, to make sure the distribution of rates is fair across the state of California.
I know that I have seen in the past forecasts for earthquakes in the San Francisco Bay Area, for example. What's new about this report?
Well, this is the newest in a series of reports we call periodically assemble a group called the Working Group on California Earthquake Probabilities. And these began in 1988 and have looked at various pieces of the state in a at every 5 years or so, we reassemble a different group under the same heading and reassess the new data as it comes in. What's different about this report, and you're right, there was most recently a report for the San Francisco Bay Area that was published in 2003. This report takes a lot of the methods from the most recent analysis, but applies them across the entire state in a uniform way, which is something we've never had before. And that, as I mentioned before, with earthquake rates, earthquake insurance rates, this enables us to look at that much more fairly, because in the past we've had sort of piecemeal reports that may have looked at the southern part of the state or the Bay Area or other pieces of particular faults. This way we can look at it in a unified way and make sure that, that ratepayers are getting an even-handed view.
So you're with the USGS. Are there other scientists involved, or what goes into putting together a forecast report like this?
Yeah, it's a big job. There's a lot of data, especially when we're looking at the whole state. And so we had a representation from the U.S. Geological Survey, from the Southern California Earthquake Center, or SCEC, California Geological Survey, CGS. And we've got a smallish working group of six or eight people who are coordinating this effort, but then we've drafted a number of scientists, probably 40 more people at various points through the analysis to look at various pieces of data, to review what we've done, and to provide their specialties as we've needed it. So it becomes quite a collaborative effort, and we've involved people from universities, and not just in California, but nationally.
So, Tom, in this new report of forecasting California's earthquake, were there certain results or particular things that really stand out?
Well, we do note that some faults are clearly more dangerous than others. One that stands out to us is the southern part of the San Andreas Fault in Southern California. We calculate that that fault has a 59% chance of causing a magnitude 6.7 or greater earthquake over the next 30 years. And we find that to be the most dangerous fault. Another one that stands out is in Northern California, the Hayward-Rogers Creek Fault System, which runs along the eastern side of the San Francisco Bay, has a 31% chance of generating a magnitude 6.7 or greater earthquake in 30 years. These results, again, kind of highlight the need that, you know, we can't do much about this other than be prepared for them. And in both cases, these faults cross urban parts, either Los Angeles or in the San Francisco Bay Area. So we are concerned about those.
So when you say there's a 59% chance of a earthquake on the southern San Andreas Fault, that's like twice as likely as not. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, in 30 years. Yeah, you know, it's a little like if you think about a coin flip, that's a 50-50 chance. So in case of 59% chance, that's higher. Now, granted, this comes along with a great deal of uncertainty. You know, those people that are forecasting the weather have the opportunity to see hundreds, if not thousands, of weather cycles going by and can really have a much better chance of getting it right than we have. In most cases, especially in California, where there have only been people writing records here for a couple hundred years, that we haven't seen a complete earthquake cycle for the largest events. So this is why we use a probabilistic approach to begin with. It's a way of quantifying our uncertainty. So, in fact, for that southern San Andreas fault, we quote a range. When we run through all the different possible models and all the different data that we have, we get a range of 22 to 94%. Probability for that fault, with the average being 59%.
Well, Tom, this is really interesting. In light of this forecast, I think I'll wear my galoshes tomorrow.
Good idea, I suppose.
Tom, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Glad to be here.
Thanks.
For complete transcripts or more information, visit usgs.gov/forecast. Forecast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior.